rivalry that shaped football. The players who defined an era. For the first time ever in LA, the icons of FC Barcelona and Real Madrid take the pitch at BMO Stadium. Watch the Legend Series, FC Barcelona Legends versus Real Madrid Leyendas, live in LA on February 22nd at BMO Stadium. For tickets and exclusives, go to wearehouseofheroes.com.
Today, I wanted to talk about the importance of bringing good manners back, okay? Now, some parents do raise their kids where they have great manners currently. Thank you. We appreciate you for that. Not just manners for you in your home, but manners in your absence, manners at school, manners at the bus stop, manners after school, manners when your kid comes over to their friend's house and asks for something to drink before going in the refrigerator, or asks to use your restroom, or while they're leaving, thanking them for allowing them to come over. Like, standards, okay? And it's so crazy how kids today are just like, ugh, if you do that, who cares? Some parents are just like, oh, yeah, okay, your kid's polite, who cares? And it matters. It matters because who your child is when you're not around says something about you and your family. What your child does in an interview says something about where they think that child was raised and who raised that kid. What your child does in the classroom and keys about that teachers get to witness says a lot about your parenting. So these kids today, most of them are missing manners. Being helpful without asking is important. Cleaning up because it's just messy, or something doesn't belong there, or this pencil or somebody's pen is on the floor, is about respect and consideration. Respecting people no matter what, despite you being sad, angry, disappointed, is important. Learning how to treat people who can do nothing for you as a child, as a teenager, is important, okay? Even simple things like looking in the eyes of people when they're speaking to you, when you're speaking to them, says something about you and your confidence. And those are the things that I need parents and teachers to reinforce and bring back. Because if we live in a world where that's not necessary, why would kindness be necessary? Why would empathy be necessary? Why would consideration and compromising be necessary? So I just believe in order for kids to be better scholars, better in their academics and more focused, we have to start with their manners. We have to bring that full throttle back. All right? Because kids today will do anything for social media. And doing anything for social media outside of your home, being funny outside with your friends, and bringing that into the classroom, bringing that into the school hallway, bringing that at the bus stop is a problem when kids are doing things that they should not be doing for social media. For instance, there are kids today that think it's funny to look up their teacher's first name and in the morning go to school and call their teachers by their first name. Calling adults, teachers, people of authority by their first name is disrespectful. I understand that sometimes kids want to laugh, but to get in a habit of invading someone's privacy, finding out information they did not give you, going on another adult social media outside of the class and asking them personal life questions that doesn't pertain to them being your teacher or your principal or your librarian or your school nurse, I feel like it's invasive and it's disrespectful. Now, if a teacher tells you, hey, I just wanted to tell the class that I'm pregnant, or hey, I wanted to tell the class that I'm getting married in 2 months, that's fine. But for a child to take their time and snoop in a teacher's life or a principal's life and figure out names of people and figure out their name and their middle name and call them that in front of the class, it's disrespectful. Not eating before other people at the table is a point of respect, you know? And that's why it's so important. I've said this in previous episodes where even if you don't have a lot of money to go to fine dining, you still owe it to your children to teach them what to do when you guys go out at restaurants. Take them to Pizza Hut. Most Pizza Huts still have like a sit-in area, and let them order. Teach them how to speak up. Look the waiter in the eye. Say please and thank you. Okay? If you do not want something on your pizza or you do not want something in your pasta, let the waitress or the waiter know beforehand that you would not like that in the pasta. Be quiet at the table. Do not lean over and look at other people's tables. Do not stand over them while they're eating. Like, all of these manners and ways of conducting yourself in public around other people has to be taught. It's not something that you're just going to be able to verbally tell them. You're going to have to show them. Take your kids with you when you travel to other countries so they can see the differences, so they can be appreciative of what they have at home that they may not have in other countries, that they may not have in other cities. I know, you know, once I do take the girls to a city like New York, they're going to be so grateful that we drive, because the girls cannot compete with how fast I walk, okay? I've been walking through cities over decades. There's a method to walking through big crowds of people. There's a method to being on your 15-minute break and being able to leave a building, walk downstairs, walk to the corner, order something to eat, get your food, and come back to work in time. You have to be quick. You have to be swift. You have to walk with a certain speed to it, but still get to your destination and still make sure you look presentable. Like, there's just things kids are going to have to learn with experience, but there's wisdom that they can get when you talk to them, okay? Also, being quiet during prayer and other people's speeches. Nobody should have to shush you when you're over 8 years old and someone's talking. No one should have to tell you, oh, the principal is saying something at the front of the class, be quiet. The teacher is saying something at the front of the class. Why does he or she have to yell in order for us to be quiet and realize that this class is not about us having fun? This class is about us learning. And then after we're done, maybe if they say we can have free time to talk or engage with each other, we can do this. But it's not for us to make a teacher or another adult feel like they have to yell across the room in order for us to be quiet. There's so many things when it comes to kids and manners that if parents just did their best to teach them, they will carry themselves and behave themselves in a much different way in the classroom when their parents are not around. And that is my point. How many of us eat dinner with family every night at a table? That's a great way to set a foundation in your household so you can talk to your kids about your day, so they can talk to you about their day, so you can ask questions, so they can learn to talk to people and look at them when they talk, so you can correct them on how they're holding their fork and their knife. That way, when they go out to eat without you, They're holding their utensils correctly. How many of our kids know how to properly set a table? Probably not, because this generation rarely has like what we used to have when I was little. Sunday dinners, dinners at your grandparents' house, a long dining room table, a dining room versus a kitchen or where you sit at a table to eat breakfast.
This isn't just a game, it's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100 year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Fine China. Like, my generation doesn't really care about fine China. Maybe once they get to like their 40s and 50s, they'll start caring. But this generation don't care about fine China. I rarely ever care about a pot. Okay. It ain't nothing for me to look at a pot and be like, that's ugly. I'm not keeping it anymore. I'm going to get me a new one. I do not have a pot set, but I have different pots. Different sizes for different things. I am just not at the level of life where I care about a pot set. I'm just not, okay? Honesty moment. Do your kids know how to properly get dressed without you telling them the steps to get dressed? And even now with an 11-year-old and an 8-year-old, they've been getting ready for school for years. It's still mornings where their skirt is on backwards. It's still mornings where they're putting on their school uniform polo without an undershirt or a bra. There's still mornings where they put on everything, walk in the kitchen, and they have no socks on. Where are you going? You know what I'm saying? There's still mornings where I still have to tell them to lotion their face. Did you put on deodorant? Did you clean your ears? Okay? Did you look at your face this morning? Why do you still have eye boogers if you wash your face? It's self-checking, okay? And until your children can self-check themselves to a level where it's appropriate and presentable, you have to point out what's wrong with them while they're in the house so they can be better in public, in the classroom, okay? The importance of letting adults know where you're going. Okay, I was talking to Anya this morning about this, about how, you know, if she went to a certain high school, she would be able to walk from that high school to my brother's business and get picked up or dropped off home from there. And she was talking about, yeah, if I go to school here, I'd be able to walk across the street here and then go to this store and buy stuff. And I'm just like, bad things happen when you take detours and you don't tell people you're taking detours. If somebody knows you get out at a certain time and they expect you to show up somewhere within a certain time frame window and you are not there and they cannot call you and you did not let them know that you were stopping somewhere else, anything can happen. And it's about being self-aware. It's about using your brain and being prepared and being considerate of people who might be waiting for you, who might be wondering about you, who do not have the facts of what last minute decisions you decided to take without communicating that. Okay, and I'm going to continue to let her know that you cannot just walk off and go somewhere real quick and not tell somebody. You are not an adult, all right? Kids also need to learn to not blurting out in conversation with their friends or just in public adult discussions they overheard in their home or in the car, or if one of their parents is on the phone repeating it back to other people. You do not know the dynamics of or who they might be talking to, where you might say something to somebody that may know somebody that knows them and it gets back to them. If somebody's not talking directly to you, and if it's harmful information that may bother someone, hurt someone, or change the outcome of something, and it has nothing to do with you, hush your mouth. All right? And if a lot of kids do not learn this earlier, at home, by their parents, by their siblings, They're going to say something about something they don't know the truth about, and they're going to be dealt with in a way where they're going to remember it for a lifetime. Okay? People do not take kindly to you saying things about them that you do not know for to be facts, and you just telling whoever you want. You can't do that. All right? Teach your kids how to properly speak to people at certain events and dress for certain events. How should you be dressing if you're going to a banquet? How should you be dressing if you're going to a wedding? How should you be dressing if you're going to a seminar? How should you be dressing if you're going to a school dance? How should you be dressing if you're going to an interview? How should you be dressing if you're going to your girlfriend's or your boyfriend's home to meet their parents for the first time? What should you say? What are great conversation starters if you don't know what to say? Why should you speak up? Do not allow other people to mispronounce your name incorrectly continuously. It is okay to correct someone and not be rude about it. It is okay to correct someone and not make them feel bad about it. It is okay to tell someone no, and that's all you need to say. You don't need to explain the why. You do not need to explain your why. If somebody says, are you going to come over with us to go such and such, and you know your parents is not with that and you cannot ask your parent at the moment, the answer should be no. It's not a why. It's not, oh, try to convince me. It's a no. When it comes to self-awareness and hygiene with your breath, deodorant, clean clothes, clean privates, clean hands, combed hair, and clean nails, your child needs to know. That is a part of having good manners, good self-respect, respect for others. All right? Let your child know how and when to write thank you notes to people. All right? When someone does something for you, don't wait 2 weeks before you say thank you. When someone takes the time to interview with you and learn about you and tell you about a company, that night you should be sending a thank you email or giving a thank you letter to that business for taking the time out to speak with you. We have to start somewhere, and before your child's first job interview, before your child's first dance, before your child's first boyfriend or girlfriend and they're meeting their parents and they having dinner or going out to eat, let your child know what the do's and don'ts are. We are allowing our children to walk out the house with a missing belt loop and a belt on, pants still baggy. Pants not ironed, shirt not ironed, don't have an undershirt, are not lotioned, hair not brushed, hair not combed, ears not clean. I am a very detailed person, and I could tell you right now what was the name of the girl in sixth grade that had lice in her hair that I could not pay attention to the board because I was spending too much time looking at the bugs crawl in and out of her strands. I could tell you right now in fourth grade who had the most earwax buildup coming out their ears, but always had the nerve to talk about somebody in class. I am 38 years old. Third grade and sixth grade was a long time ago, but I remember vividly like it was yesterday. And I say this to say, once a child is known as the stinky kid, it's the stinky kid. Once a child is known as the kid that always acting up in class and at the bus stop and whatever, and somebody does something to them, nobody's going to believe that kid because that kid is constantly always, always in trouble. All right. So if we don't start teaching our children how their actions and their lack of self-awareness may harm them in the long run, they're going to find themselves in predicaments where they don't have people who can support them. They're going to find themselves in predicaments where nobody's going to want to be around them because they can't come correct because nobody told them how to properly take care of themselves. And so manners cannot just start in the classroom. Manners cannot be something that is had just with grandparents. Manners has to be an all-around teachable thing. My name is Shan. This is Cozy Moon Podcast. I appreciate you so much for checking out this show. Check you next time. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on your social media, and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shambipodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shambipodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters' 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.